Daniel said to Melzar, "Prove thy servants, I pray thee, 10 days, and let them give us of the seeds, and we will eat, and water, and we will drink." Now, why was it that Daniel and his companions were wiser and healthier than the rest of those that were taken captive in Babylon? Was it because of the diet of different kinds of seeds and water? Why did Daniel ask for that? He said because he did not want to pollute himself. The food that the king was giving them, although probably very tasty, the food from his table and the wine from his feast, was unclean to the Jews. The Jews had many different rules from the Torah that they had to obey in what they ate. And no doubt this was unclean for one reason or another. Perhaps it was because it had been dedicated to the gods of Babylon. Perhaps because it wasn't prepared the way the food needed to be prepared. Perhaps it was simply so that they could have a simple life in captivity. But they did it for a reason. And the reason they did it was from religion. We read in the New Jerusalem's Heavenly Doctrine, number 139, it says, "Those who do good from natural good and not from religion have no conscience. Conscience with a man is from the doctrine of his church or from his particular religion, and it is according thereto. Conscience with a man is formed from those things which belong to his religion and which he believes to be true." Daniel and his companions had conscience. It was this strength that made them healthier. It was this strength that made them wiser. It was from the blessing that the Lord gave them because they did what they knew the Lord wanted them to do. They had a good of religion. And what's interesting is a good of religion can exist even with those who are not of the Christian church, or in this case, of the Jewish church, and with those who don't have the word. For we're taught those who do good from religion, not only Christians, but even pagans, are accepted and after death adopted by the Lord. The key is to do good from religion, because when you do good from religion, when we do good from religion, we do good from God. Some people may not know who God really is. There are some who have a very vague idea of God, but they have a religion, and therefore they obey that religion because it is divine truths. It is for this reason that the example was given in the Doctrine of Charity about if I was a Reformed Christian and was born in Venice or Rome, I could not love my country because of its spiritual good. Because spiritual good comes from religion and from no other source. And the religion for a Reformed Christian, if he's living in a Catholic country like Venice or Rome, would be a religion he could not love. He could, however, love them for their natural or their moral and civil good. And so it was that Daniel and his companions, although they could not drink of the wine of the feast, could drink water. Wine represents spiritual truth, or in this case, the truth of their religion in Babylon. And water represents natural truths, truths that are not coming from that religion. And in the same way, they could eat of the seeds, simple food. But they could not eat of the meat of the king that came from his table, because that represented something from the religion of that country. And so Daniel and his companions could indeed help Babylon. Indeed, they did. Daniel and his companions gave a strength to the king that he otherwise would not have. And yet they never supported him in the things of that religion, which can be seen by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were told to bow down to that golden image. And they would not do it. They had the strength of conscience which they formed in their early life by choosing to eat the things that the law of the Lord had taught them they should eat and not eat of the things they should not. And so their conscience was strong enough so that they would resist the temptation. And imagine how many of us could resist that. They could resist that and not bow down and worship the idol of gold, even though they were cast into the fiery furnace. And notice what happened in the fiery furnace. One, like the Son of God, was there. An angel came, and it saved them. Why? Because they had conscience. And as we read in our lesson from the True Christian Religion, when you have conscience, when you do good from religion, when we do good from religion, what happens? The angels can be present because the truths are there from a commitment to God. And so the angels could be there and they could protect them. In the same way when Daniel resisted praying to the king and prayed to his own God three times a day and was thrown into the lion's den, he resisted. He had strength and an angel was sent to shut the mouth of the lion. If we have conscience, we can resist those falsities represented by that lion and the evils represented by that fiery furnace. The angels will be with us, giving us the strength and protecting us from those evil things. But to have a conscience, we have to do it from religion. And we live in a world that has, in general, a different religion. And so how do we love our neighbor? How do we love our country? Well, we can love it for its moral and its civil good. We can, as it were, drink the water and eat the seed. A very simple diet. The seed was probably something like barley and water. A very, very simple diet. We can have this in the land in which we live. We can take from our country those natural goods and truths that do not depend on false religion. But we have to be careful that we do not, in doing this, imbibe the food of the king or drink the wine of his feast. An example of this, which is very prevalent today, is the belief that everyone has their own truth, and truth is a relative thing. We should respect other people, but we don't love them because of the religion. We might love them because they have religion, but not because of the religion they have if it is different than ours. Now that seems almost arrogant, and yet it is not. It's what gives strength because we believe that the truths of our religion are true. And because they're true, we trust those. They give us a strength. They bring the angels with us. If we believe the truth is relevant and that somebody's truth for him is just as good as the truth for us, then we don't really believe it's true. If we believe something is true and somebody else believes something else, then we have to admit we probably think they're wrong. Now, that isn't that we're right. It's the truths of our religion are right. The truths that the Lord himself has given us, both in his first and second coming, are true. We believe those truths because they come from the mouth of the Lord. That is what gives us a conscience. If we believe them simply because they make sense to us, or we believe them because they're pleasant and they help other people and so on, but we don't believe them because they're truths of religion, then we will not have the good that comes from a spiritual origin. And that's why the Lord has given so many religions in the world. These religions provide for those others outside of the new church, outside of the Christian church. They provide the opportunity for them to have morality that comes from a spiritual origin. It says in the Apocalypse Explained, "But as few know what it is to live a moral life from a spiritual origin, and what it is to apply the knowledges of truth and good from the word to the uses of life, it shall be told. Man lives a moral life from a spiritual origin when he lives it from religion. That is, when he thinks when anything evil, insincere, or unjust presents itself, this must not be done because it is contrary to divine laws." That is where moral good from a spiritual origin comes. And it is only with moral good from a spiritual origin, good from a spiritual origin, that someone can be saved. The salvation of all depends upon the religion that each one has. It can even be a different religion. It can even have false ideas. A Muslim who restricts himself to four wives because his religion tells him so can have good of religion, even though he doesn't have conjugal love at the time. He can be saved. A man who worships an idol because he's been taught to by his parents and believes that it's a power of source and does what he thinks the idol wants him to can actually have a good of religion. The heavenly doctrine speaks of an idolater who actually became a better Christian than most because of his simple belief in the divinity of that object and how overjoyed he was when he found out the Lord Jesus Christ, much more tangible, much more visible, was the true God. But he had a good of religion. It is so important for us to learn the word, to have those truths that form the principles of our life. This is what gave Daniel and his companions strength. It may mean that we have to live in this world not being able to receive all the wonderful things it has to offer us, the food of the king or the wine of the feast. But if we follow our religion, we will be saved by the Lord from the temptations that come. Now, it's often the case that we have something in common, and we can love the person for that part of their religion. They believe in one God. We can love that. They believe in the marriage of one man with one woman. We can love that. They believe that they shouldn't steal, murder, commit adultery, or lie. We can love that because those are also in common with the truths of our religion. But we can also acknowledge that there's going to be times when they have things they do that they think are right and we know are wrong. We have to have the courage to know that they're wrong and not partake of them. And so as we live in this world, we need to be very careful that we look at what is from religion and what is not. What is from our own religion, we should do because the Lord has said so. What is from somebody else's religion, we need to be cautious of. We need to compare it with our own religion. We need to compare it with the truths the Lord has given us to see whether this is something we can take or not. And Daniel and his companions found that the water and the seeds that were there were something they could have, but that the wine and the food of the king was something they could not have. And so as we live through this life, we can look to the good of religion. We can even love someone else because they have a good of religion, but we cannot love them from that spiritual good because it comes from a different religion. On the other hand, what we need to do is to have a religion ourselves. We need to learn what the word teaches, believe it because the Lord said so. And we can be tolerant of other religions, but we have to be very careful that we're not accepting of them. We need to make that distinction, because then that means that we really believe that what the Lord has said is true.